Oh, I'm enjoying it.
This is a follow-on from the turbocharged wiggly tube boo. To sort of explain a bit why I recorded it.
Why have you got to explain it?
Because the people who are listening haven't got a clue why I'm recording such rubbish.
Well, why are you recording such rubbish?
Well, I'm about to explain.
Oh, go on then.
If you shut up, Mr. I just, in between boos just then, I enlightened Chris in the front driving there to the fact that he is actually a waffle-og on wheels. And he went all over the road laughing, which was quite scary. Anyway, the reason I was recording that is because it's about the most interesting piece of conversation Noel and Chris have had. That's Chris making a stupid yawning. All the way from Oxford, where I can explain now that we went to because Chris bought a tandem.
Hmm.
And hopefully there'll be some booze of us on the tandem, probably more likely to be next spring now. Because we need to get exercise, particularly Chris, who drives everywhere. As opposed to you do, oh, well, not to bed or something, I suppose, but other than that.
I walk to the car.
Yeah, about a few steps. Anyway. And we collected a trailer from Solihull before that. Now we're... Well, we were at Drake's Broughton. I don't know where we are now.
We started out going to Bravissimo.
Oh, yeah, we went to Bravissimo before that in Solihull because we knew...
Met Chris's daughter.
And met Chris's daughter, Catherine, who you'll have heard if you've been following my booze throughout the day. Anyway, look, this boo is it's all getting eaten up, and you only get 5 minutes per boo.
Oh,
so,
dear.
Yeah, shh. So,
okay.
It's my boo, shut up. So anyway, I was recording the stuff about the turbocharged wiggly tube because it was about the most interesting bit of conversation these two men have had all the way back. They've been talking about basically every single vehicle in the actual world. So, buses... Cars, lorries, trailers,
motorbikes,
Triumph bloody Heralds. That was Chris snorting.
Austin Sevens.
Were you talking about Austin Sevens? I don't know. I just listened to my iPhone for part of it because I just lost the will to live, really.
Oh, you're talking to the father of the man who sold me the tandem about Austin Sevens.
Yeah.
Why were you talking to him about Austin Sevens?
Because
Don't even ask.
I said there was a motorbike in the side of the shed, and I said I would be, if I was a bit younger, I'd be far more interested in that. And he said about, we're talking about old motorcycles then.
Why?
And he's over the road.
Because Noel's always talking about such rubbish. I've been listening to you two talking about a load of rubbish all the way back.
Over the road from him, a chap died and he slipped down a Royal Enfield V-twin, which are very few.
Noel?
Well, Fiona did enjoy playing with the Vespa that had 26 mirrors on it, didn't you?
No, I enjoyed touching it briefly. I didn't want one or anything. Anyway, the point is, I just want some girly sympathy, really, and some sympathy from blokes who don't give a toss about cars and things. Please, everybody, is it just me that thinks how boring, or is that stuff just really mind-numbingly dull?
No, I think it's actually quite fascinating because... Oh, all right. No.
Because... No.
Hang on, which part of Worcester do you want to go to?
Where I live. Right.
God.
Anyway.
It said there, improvements to next roundabout, info@church. I'm not sure what it meant by that.
Perhaps it's a sort of covert way of getting everyone to go to church. That's quite a good idea, actually. Anyway, it's nearly the end of the audio boo, so please, everybody, tell me I'm not going mad and that this really was quite...
Yeah, but we really know you are, actually.
Yeah, but that...